Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to accomplish tasks. Don't just work on them. Because I write about productivity, I've seen many people's to-do lists. Creating a to-do list is wise, but I've noticed a common flaw. The lists will often contain items such as work on proposal, or work on lesson plan, or work on novel. It matters how we frame our tasks. These goals to work on things are nebulous. I mean, what exactly does it mean to work on your taxes or to work on a blog post? This uncertainty is the enemy of productivity. We're better off framing our plans in terms of accomplishments, not what projects we plan to work on without specific benchmarks. You can picture how this fuzziness plays out in the course of a day. When you plan to spend the time before your next appointment working on your blog, well, what does that mean? You may do some reading on the topic you're planning to write about, or you may write and rewrite the headline and the opening paragraph until they're perfect, and then your time is up. You don't have much to show for yourself. But suppose you sit down at your computer with the specific intention of drafting 2 blog posts before your next appointment. You have a discrete, achievable goal. With that clear goal, you pace yourself to get the work done on schedule. When it's time for that appointment, you'll know whether you've achieved this goal or not. If you have, great. If you haven't written both posts, well, you'll need to figure out a time to finish them later. And maybe that's not optimal, but you remain aware of your progress and can make adjustments to stay on schedule. So how do you shift your perspective and attend to what you plan to accomplish rather than what you plan to work on? First, and most importantly, build a smarter to-do list with clear deliverables. To-do lists with nebulous items like closet or new program recruiting rarely lead to progress that's rapid and significant. Aim for to-do list entries like this: write 2 blog posts, box up winter clothes and put them in the attic, identify 5 organizations that can help recruit people for our new program. These are tasks that you either did or didn't do. You know when you're finished. And if you don't finish, you know how much is left. Of course, even clear deliverables can be problematic if they're not realistic. Write 2 chapters in my book is clear, but if you've only got 2 hours allocated for this, you'll still feel overwhelmed. However, the good news is that clear deliverables can help you see quickly if you're being realistic or not. Try listing all the specific steps involved in cleaning out your garage, and you'll see what I mean. Nebulous tasks just let us lie to ourselves. If you've been guilty of making nebulous to-do lists, it can be hard to change your habits. But I do think it's possible to change your mindset over time. Try using this language of clear, doable tasks rather than what you're working on when you're narrating your actions to yourself or anyone else. If someone asks over lunch what you did that morning, you can say, "I posted the listing of a new house for sale," or "I wrote the agenda for June's staff retreat." If you have no idea what you did, well, it happens to all of us. But let that be a nudge to set clear, doable intentions in the future. Don't just plan to work on things, because that sneaky little phrase can just tank our productivity. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.